like he can, and you got a guard that can make plays like Chucky can. You know, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch, and you're in a lot of ball screen situations, whether it's in, you know, normal clock situations or in shot clock situations. You know, it's good to have, you know, a point guard that makes good decisions and a big that can deliver.
I know you always like to talk about the defense. Lamar Norman came in averaging 18. He ended up with 12. He hit a basket in the closing seconds. But in essence, your guys, and it was multiple, held him to half of his average.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the in the gym range, and we saw that a little bit. But that
didn't seem like we held him to his average. I know that. That wasn't the feeling over on the sideline. But,
but you did.
Man, a lot of, I thought, I don't know how it looked on your side of the court, but a lot of tough twos.
Yes.
I mean, credit to them for making them. You know, very few defensive mistakes. They made some tough shots and were able to, you know, make enough there to hang around. And there's things we got to get better at with some of the hedging and screening situations off the ball. But, you know, it's a good, thought they were better on tape than what their record showed, and definitely better in person than what I saw, or what they're, if you just look at the paper, so to speak, and think 4-8 or whatever they were, I thought they were better than that coming in.
Greg, we thought this was a good tune-up, too, get back into conference play, because they brought some physicality.
You did,
before.
Yeah. You know, it was a mini Michigan State a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, what they're running, but also how they're trying to play. And I thought, for the most part, we did a good job of answering that, you know, and did some things. We worked a little bit on trapping the post. I thought we did a decent job with it. They did a really good job of getting it out of it. One time we gave up a three, but, you know, things that we – we'll use time and again when needed during the year, so it's good to be able to use a little of those things here and there, and then, you know, disperse the minutes as we needed.
Well, now you're back into Big Ten play. We were just saying as you were walking up here, kind of stealing your line, it looks like another year in the conference where if you're looking for a good well game, good luck, because when you think a team is scuffling, you're going to have a couple guys who go off. That's just life in this league, and
yeah,
that's the way it's been.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's a well coached league. It's obviously, you had really good players. Traditionally has been an older league, so you're not playing a lot of rookies with their first lap around the track, or if there are one, they're surrounded by a bunch of vets. So it was good for us to get back. I think the time off for us was good. At times it showed that we were off for a little bit, but and you know, you get through here, and now we use the next few days to get ready for Minnesota on Tuesday.
So before we start the new year, what has been the most positive development to your perspective with this team this year?
I think this, the thing that jumps out the most is their resilience and just their persistence. We're not perfect, but they just keep swinging. They just keep coming at you. And that's guys off the bench, guys, you know, up and down the lineup. It's been a group that just embraces, they know who they are. They know how we have to play to be successful, and, you know, they've given us everything they have every single day. I don't have to coach effort. So that's, as a coach, that's always what you want. It lets us focus on basketball, and they've been a great group to coach. But it's the grit, the persistence, the toughness, that, and it's helped elevate us. It's, and this group is the definition of, I think, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You know, they're connected, they're together, and it shows with how they play.
Well, I'll say Happy New Year to you. I know you'll celebrate by watching tape of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Another wild New Year's Eve for the Garden.
Yes, it'll be, is tonight New Year's Eve?
No, tomorrow will be.
Tomorrow, yeah. Is, okay. Yeah, it'll be riveting. Yeah, as Michelle probably watched her Hallmark movies, I'm watching the Gopher movies. So
ring in the new year.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
all right,
Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
You bet. See ya.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Western Michigan 76-66. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse, design your custom layout, and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
76-66, Wisconsin defeats Western Michigan here tonight. We mentioned Stephen Crowell, the 25-point effort, 20 of those after halftime, putting on a show, and he took over the game, so naturally he would be our call of the game. Jordan Davis. Now with a big offensive board. Davis to the right wing, back out the crowd, left open, flips a three, right of the circle, good again. Stephen Crowell, his second three-point hit. He has 13 points in 5.5 minutes here. That's what's gone by in the second half.
He was 3 of 5 from the three-point line, 9 of 13 overall, as Greg was mentioning, Mike. 25 points on 13 shots is pretty good, but you know, we sound like a broken record here. You know, if he can could be consistent enough with that three-point shot where opponents have to respect it, man, that just opens up. And if they're not going to respect it and he goes 3 for 5, that works too. But, man, you talk about a weapon that's big time if that can continue for him.
And the thing is, we've both spoke with Stephen Crowell, and he's really confident in that shot. Mm-hmm. And he believes it's just a matter of time before he gets that percentage up there. He's not been happy with where he's shooting, the shooting percentage per se, but he feels good about his shot. And then when you hear that, you feel good about what the results are going to be given a little bit more time. Yeah. He has not, I think the most important thing, he has not lost confidence in that three-point shot. Yeah. And that's why you see him freely take it. If he's open, he's going to take it, because that's the mindset you have to have.
That's what I like about this team. He's not alone in that. We've talked about Jordan Davis too. He can sometimes miss and miss badly, but that's not going to freak him out for the next shot. And you got to give the coaching staff credit for that too. You're not going to get yanked. I mean, you just the kind of the nature of where the game is right now. And go ahead. You know, if you're open, if you're forcing it, that's another thing. But if it's within the flow of the offense, go to it.
Over the years, I think this staff has been more consistent than not on If you have a good shot, take it. If you don't take it, we'll be more upset with you than if you do.
Yeah, no, these guys are a shining example of that. They are not afraid, that is for sure. Wisconsin, a 10-point winner tonight. We're back to close things off right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 12, tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies, tomorrow night chance of snow showers, lows around 27. Temps well above average, Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last Friday before the election, the Pink Floyd Echoes of Pompeii concert weekend at the Barrymore Theater. Our buddy Rocker's going to join us at 4:20. Rocker threatens to have another pair of tickets to give away on this big program today. Also, coming up in the Happier Happy Hour, my partner, CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil. He's coming on the big program, and he's going to answer the haters. There are some haters that don't love us as much as you find people do. So we'll discuss in the Happier Happy Hour. And also, I've got a gift suggestion. The weather's starting to turn. It's fall-like, if nothing else. Felt like summer this week, and now it's going to turn a little cooler, at least a little stormy. You with me, Dom?
Yeah, it's a little stormy out there, Crudy. Happy Friday, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Back at you, man. A little freaky Friday. Last Friday before the midterms. You looking forward to it, Dom?
Yeah.
Well, the midterms, man, and the weekend.
I know you live for the weekend. It has been off the hook, man. We've been burning the candle at both ends, as a lot of people in this political world have been doing. So, audience, man, stick it together. Keep it together. We can do this. Just a few more days.
You know, I saw my partner yesterday, and I said, you know what this company really needs? For everyone to go get drunk. I wish we were in the same town, buddy. We'd do it. Well, that'll have to wait until Tuesday night, election night.
Oh, well, I'll be there tomorrow, Crudy.
Oh, you're coming to Maine? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're going to be
at the Pink Floyd tribute band, man.
Absolutely. Echoes of Pompeii at the Barrymore Theater. I understand there's probably some tickets still available for sale. And also, although I have not yet confirmed, one more pair we're giving away on today's show.
Awesome.
So, Dom, you get a pair, and I get a pair. And Farmer Bill got a pair, and I forget, we gave a pair earlier this week, so we got one more pair to give. We give and we give around here, Dom.
Give till it hurts, baby.
And we also, you know, we allow you to give as well. Give us a call, see what I did there, 844-967-2789. Dom, we air the grievances on Friday. And let me just tell you, my wife's been out of town, been doing a little shopping. Even in her absence, the Amazon boxes, they come to the house. And I haven't done any of my shopping yet. None like, of my holiday of like, shopping.
Holiday, man? Come on, man.
Get an early start. It's November,
like 6 weeks. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Go the night of.
Well, it's easy to shop for the ones you're close to, the ones you love, Dom, because you pay attention and you... I know you do. You're probably a wonder. No, actually, it's
no,
not.
I'm
you're
not
a
great.
Bad gift giver. I try to be a thoughtful gift giver, you know. At least for those that, you know, make me thoughtful.
You know, loose joints is always a big one for me. I gotta say, hey, I wrapped you something.
Dominic, I have a gift suggestion for you and everyone in the audience, you know, for the holidays, from our friends over at the Penzi Spice, you know, the spice retailer, and their new mixing of business and politics for the holiday is the January 6th gift box, Dom. As it says here at the Journal Sentinel, I found it just a few minutes ago, Dom. Penzi's is at it again. It's no secret the Wauwatosa-based spice and seasoning company has a political agenda. It did, after all, introduce a spice named Outrage of Love, criticizing Republican lawmakers in their response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This election season, Penzi has been offering a January 6th box with three different spices, the largest of which is called Justice. The label reads, "Justice is the light that has guided America through every storm. Now one party wants to obstruct it, twist it, steal it away from we the people to gift it to their donors." It also carries the not-so-subtle message, season liberally. Dom, the two other seasons, one called Pasta Sprinkle and the other Mural of Flavor, don't seem to carry any political overtones. Why, Penzi's? Why? Penzi's has locations in 24 states and has been offering the boxes a free gift with the purchases of $10 or more while supplies last and selling it online. Along with spice jars, the box included a red, white, and blue heart-shaped sticker that says, "I will vote 11-8-2022 and remember January 6th.
So it's just one jar that says justice on it. I mean, come on. Oh, I certainly appreciate it. I love Penzi's for their lefty political activism and sticking it to the righties.
There's a little more there. There's a little more cleverness, Dom. The box also comes with tip cards detailing dishes that pair well with each of the spices in the box. There's a fourth card that encourages customers to remember January 6th and November. Kind of has a rhymey quality to it, doesn't it, Dom? Here's a little quote. "On January 6th, the top leaders of the Republican Party plotted to overthrow our democracy," the card reads. "Since that day, all Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress have either agreed to obstruct the investigation of the Republican coup leaders or have been removed from power in their party for refusing to do so." Well, that seems quite pointed, Dom, if not just a little spicy. This is far from the first time the company or CEO Bill Penzi has taken political stance. In the past, revenue from the online store was used for online ads calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. A few other prominent companies tend to be associated with one political leaning or the other. Well, Dom, we know about the Uhlines, Richard and Dick and Elizabeth. Big donors to Republican causes, right?
Yes.
And there's also what? Well, I guess it's mostly them and the Penzies, according to this article.
Well, can't forget ABC Supply, the widow Hendricks.
Dominic Penzies was unable to make someone available for comment Friday, but on the company's website, the owner blasts Republicans and says if companies can't tolerate that, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere.
If customers cannot tolerate it, you might be happier elsewhere.
That Bill Penzi, he's a little salty, Dom.
Yeah, see what you did there as well. That's cute. I'm glad. Good. You know, kind of continues on the tradition at Penzi's. But you could have, you know, what about like bear spray? You know, something more. Some of the weapons that were used. You know, flagpole this. You know, this. You know, incorporate perhaps
pepper
a little
spray
more
spice.
Yeah, there you go, pepper spray. Like that.
When you
like
want to spice it up at home,
a little pepper spray.
Dominic, you want to hear another tradition? Ron Johnson fighting for tax cuts.
Of course.
There is a new article, Daniel Bice, Mary Spicuzza, and Andrew Hahn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in our backyard, Dom. Obviously, 4 days till the midterm elections. And what was described as America's most vulnerable incumbent Republican Ron Johnson. Well, Dom, a little late breaking news, a little late for an October surprise, but this should surprise no one in the audience. Apparently, Ron put together some tax cuts that benefited his family as they were amassing luxury real estate all around the country. Shocker. Let's read beyond the headlines, Tom. Gonna help me on this one?
I'll jump in. Johnson has acknowledged that a major provision he fought to insert in Trump's signature 2017 tax bill helped his old plastics firm and many others financially. What he didn't say was how much it could be benefiting members of his family. The provision
gotta keep it in the family, Tom.
Yeah, man. The provision gave a huge tax cut to companies called pass-throughs, limited liability companies, and other firms that pass all their income onto the owners or investors. Companies structured this way, often small, family-owned businesses, are not subject to corporate income tax. They pay at the personal tax rate, Curdy. Records show that Johnson's three adult children are the beneficiaries of a family trust and are listed as managers of about 10 companies registered with the State Department of Financial Institutions. Many of the companies also list Johnson's wife, Jane, as a manager. Those LLCs and
you
the family
shell
trusts,
corporations.
Hey, you can set up an LLC for like $150 with the state. Those LLCs and the family trust own about 24 properties around the nation with assessed values of about $21 million, according to the Journal Ooh, Sentinel Review of
nice
property records
portfolio.
And other documents. Of course, he faces off against Mandela on Tuesday. Johnson's family real estate investments include two waterfront homes with sweeping views worth a combined $3 million on the picturesque San Juan Islands in the state of Washington. Four condominiums near a ski resort in Park City, Utah. Three Florida houses worth a total of $4 million. A $1.5 million Washington, D.C. townhome on Constitution Avenue. And two Fish Creek condominiums in Door County. Johnson and his wife also have an LLC that owns the building and property for Packer LLC, the Oshkosh plastics firm he sold in 2020. On his U.S. Senate financial disclosure form, Johnson said he receives between $100,000 and $1 million annually in rent on the property valued from $5 to $25 million. And two Johnson family companies that own the most properties are JFT Investments and Atlas Capital RE.
Dominic, let me take over. In May, Johnson and his wife listed assets worth $16.5 million and $78.3 million, about the same as the previous year. Johnson wasn't required to list his salary of $174,000. But you know what he's been saying, Dom. On a number of occasions, the Wisconsin Republican has complained about only doubling his net worth since taking office in 2011.
Oh, poor guy, man. What a sacrifice.
He could have made more and had not taken all his marketable securities and placed them in cash. But apparently, Dom, he's been making up for it in shrewd real estate investments, shielded, and tax trusts, right? What a sweet deal for him and the family. You know, it's a legacy. If you can't give your family a little nepotism through the tax codes or your big donors, who are you gonna favor? Certainly not the working man.
Not working for the people, man. Who's got time for that?
Come back working for you, Devil's Advocates.
So they say.
Democracy matters, especially when it is inconvenient.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Because we're very high.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 12 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, lows around 27. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm wearing the red. Badger weekend, baby. Badgers play in Michigan State in hockey at 6 o'clock. We're kind of the pregame show for WFHR because they got our Badger hockey outlet, Civic Media app, if you don't have it yet. You know, you can stream the Badgers on the Civic Media app. And also, this weekend, got a Badger football game. Looking forward to that. And also, Dom, you know, around here, we like to unplug from the politics a little bit on the weekend, even the weekend before the election. And when we do so, might as well go to a Pink Floyd show at the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii, and our buddy Rocker from Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, this is kind of your guys' party going on, isn't it?
That's right, Trudy. Max Inc. Radio presents, along with the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii. And they're a tribute to Pink Floyd, and they're from the Chicago area. And they've been doing this for about 20 years, so they're just an amazing 11-piece band. And I brought them in here 2019. They played Madison at Atwood Fest and completely blew away the crowd. There's probably 6,000 people, you know, singing to all the songs. And this time we're bringing them up to the Barrymore Theater with the laser light show, the big screens, two sets, and they're also going to play Wish You Were Here, the album, in its full entirety.
That's awesome.
And so this is going to be a fun show. Plus, like, you know, tons of hits, tons of Dark Side, tons of Animals. You know, they don't miss a thing.
Rocker, I hear you guys on Saturday night doing the rock and roll show, and you have many of the local musicians in, and I love hearing their stories. Can I tell you my Wish You Were Here story? When I was a young private first class in the Army, I had the Wish You Were Here cassette tape on my Walkman, and I would play it all night until I fell asleep in my bunk thinking, God, I had to get up in like 4 hours. But I listened to that album constantly, man. That was my favorite album in the Army, Rocker.
Oh, man, I know. Well, you know, Wish You Were Here is, well, I think Wish You Were Here, the actual song, is their most popular song, without a doubt. And I think everybody loves Wish You Were Here. When they were playing Atwood Fest, it was completely unbelievable because they kind of stopped playing during the chorus, and the audience, all 6,000 people, just continued singing a cappella.
Yeah, that's
and it was
awesome.
Probably one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. And I mean, these guys are just an incredible band,
buddy. We don't normally see like an 11-piece band showing up for a local gig, do we?
No, and you know, one thing that they have, and they're just brilliant at, they have these three amazing female backing vocals in true Pink Floyd style. And you know they're going to do Great Gig in the Sky. And I've seen them do it. And it is like, you know, it gives you tingles in your spine. It's pretty crazy.
Rocker, you know what gives me tingles up my leg at least? Free tickets, man. I understand, although I don't want to commit on your behalf. But I understand, as we're still promoting, tickets still available for purchase at the Barrymore Theater, I assume. But Rocker, right now, I hear you got a special announcement, dude.
I do. You know, tickets are available at the Barrymore box office, but you can also get them at Star Liquor, Mad City Music, B-Side Records on State Street, Frugal Muse, Strictly Discs, and, of course, BarrymoreLive.com. And so, yeah, Curdy, let's give away one more pair of tickets. I mean, it's going to be just an amazing show. It'd be fabulous to win, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be having a great time.
Rocker, as long as I can set completely arbitrary criterion for giving them off to the audience.
I would say, you know, give them to, what is it, like customary, like the third caller?
No, that sounds like a plan. We don't do it like that. It's got to be like completely arbitrary, Rocker.
Arbitrary, man. To the host's whim, Rocker. That's how we like to do it. Real quick, we only got a couple minutes left.
I see CJ calling. CJ, I assure you, I don't want to see you at the Pink Floyd show.
So, Rocker, what time does the show start? Is there an opening band? What can you tell us about the deets, man?
Well, there's no opening band at all, so it starts 8 p.m.
He mentioned two sets, Dom.
Two sets, and they're going to be big, long sets. I mean, you're going to see everything. It's going to be pretty amazing. So 8 p.m. showtime, there will be an intermission, and 7 p.m. doors. So, yeah, get there. It's open seating, so, you know, get there early so you don't get bull rushed, you know, down in the front.
What about the balcony?
That should be an interesting place to be. That's all I have to say.
Because, you know, Dom and I are kind of a back-of-the-bus kind of crew, if you know what I'm saying, Rocker.
I think I smell what you're stepping in, Gritty.
Hey, Rocker, one more quick one, man. Max Inc. Radio, you guys doing a live show this weekend or just going to the show yourselves?
Oh, well, you know, Gritty, I'm going to be really you know, saddled up with a lot of stuff putting on this show, but I'm going to give a call in. And Jimmy Kay is going to be man in the studio all night. And then interesting, you know, a local musician here in town passed away last week, Nick Clutter from the Pine Travelers. And so at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Jimmy's going to dedicate that hour to Nick and play a whole bunch of Pine Travelers. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
When they often play Iron Plow. Rocker from the Max Inc. Radio. Man, if you got to play, you know, if the Republicans can play nepotism, why not the Max Inc. Radio crew? I'd be playing my own music too, dude.
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I like to get in there and, you know, kind of put my stuff up, you know, with everyone else's. I mean, we're writing the original music and recording it and getting it out there just like any other band, really. And I guess if I wasn't in the band and I sent it to myself, I would still want to play it.
Awesome. Well, you are the drummer in the band and the hostess with the mostest of the Max Inc. Radio. Tune in right here on Saturday night or join us at the Echoes of Pompeii, the Pink Floyd tribute band at the Barrymore Theater. Check in with the box office there to get free tickets or call in with the Devil's Advocates, giving away arbitrarily. I haven't decided the criterion yet. I won't tell you until after you win.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
So ya thought ya might like to.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 12 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, lows around 27. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling
Obama
into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomicoy? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was
Hawks,
fun.
Finer neighborhood bars. This one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes. Tonight, dance or die party, 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools in. We got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal, Chad Holmes, going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards the state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls, even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks. The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it, but gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much.
Joanne.
No, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those assignments are made by the state patrol security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what, Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there. Yeah. And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, kind of caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit. Citizens United Freedom Caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, I got to stand next to him a couple times then. I had lucky thoughts. But I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people. All nonviolent. Crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. I'm on outrage. That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. Sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, just none of that. You a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is, these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband, and then Governor Whitmer, and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today. And I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs.
A widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments. Well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
schools. And then he said, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts. I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate, because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time, because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, you know, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready for
it. Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how England, for example,
so it must be true.
The National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender-blocking drugs in our children. You certainly don't meet them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware of that. I've heard that. Yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. So thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on election day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone as an observer gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is not nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
Of lies.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, one of my grievances, we did not get to it, but Cleta Mitchell, you brought up her name. You invoked her name, so I thought I'd address this quickly.
We're not debating here.
To the phones. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she's formerly at, Foley and Lardner, right?
Correct.
And she was on the phone call, the Georgia phone call, where the president said
780
votes. There we go. 11,700. She was on the call, right, as an employee of Foley and Lardner at the time. Now, she resigned after that. New York Magazine did an interview with her, and I want to just read a couple of paragraphs for you so you get a sense of who this person is who's really leading the charge on the Republican side for these poll watchers and voter intimidation techniques. Again, New York Magazine. When we spoke, Mitchell cited a study of non-voters that revealed, she claimed, how little they knew about the issues and the candidates. I am glad those people didn't vote. They had no clue about anything, she said. The left sees them as people who are capable of being manipulated, so they vote as a Democrat. That's what the left cares about. They don't give a rat's ass about increasing participation and turnout. Oh, the author said, well, I said, at least we can agree that voting should be easy and hassle-free, No, Mitchell screamed. I wouldn't say that. I would not say hassle-free. I don't think you should be able to register to vote within 2 or 3 weeks of an election. You should pay attention. Voting is a right, but it is also a responsibility. Accept the responsibility and find out what the rules are. The left will tell you that it is some kind of voter suppression if people can't vote at 3 a.m. Well, you know what? I think people voting at 3 a.m. are up to something. End quote. Cleta Mitchell. This is the Republican darling in charge of these kinds of efforts.
844-967-2789. One of our friends from the leftist coast, Jake from Eureka, California. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, I suspect Cleta Mitchell is actually the sister of Cletus from The Simpsons. You know, and
you might be right.
Party is to become, the Republican Party has become the Cletus Party, literally the party of inbred, low IQ, redneck, racist, hillbilly, white trash who only care about, you know, hating on black people and brown people. Let's face it. So the Republican Party is, it is a racist party, it is a neo-Nazi party, and Ron Johnson can go right back to Moscow where he belongs.
But Tim Michaels here running for governor has got lots of money, Jake. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know. He probably married a rich woman. Is that the way Ron Johnson
got? No, he had a rich daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Totally different.
Rich daddy. That's the Bush way of life. That's the Trump way of life, having a rich daddy. Too bad it makes their sons extremely stupid as a result. I mean, God, Republicans, aren't you ashamed of how stupid your political party has become? I mean, literally, if you tell people, if you're actually stupid enough to say, yeah, I vote Republican, then, you know, you get what you get. You get fired, probably. you're going to lose any chance of having sex with a woman for the rest of your life. Your partisan Republican small penis Republican syndrome has destroyed your party. It's about time to do something about it. Seriously.
I don't think they're going on the right stuff app, are they, Crude?
Jake, appreciate your blunt candor, sir. But leave that part to me. 844-967-2789. You can be blunt. And be, you know, show candor. We appreciate that. Let's go back to the Jake line, a different Jake. Jake number two from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow, Jake from, what was he, San Francisco, California?
Eureka.
Someplace?
Eureka.
Eureka. Oh, okay.
Humboldt County, baby. The Emerald Triangle.
Oh, Humboldt County. That's like DIY punk area.
Talk anyway. About being blunt.
Okay, there you go. So my grievance is, and usually it's against you two, and actually it is, like usual, is that you have raised the bar so high that Dave is like a moderate liberal now. Gary is like a feminist. And CJ is infecting all the other shows. What do you have to say about that? I mean, really, guys, what did you do? I mean, the devil's advocate used to be like, you know, like if you wanted the bottomist of stories about like someone being naked and trying to vote or something, you could always go to devil's advocate. But now, what have you done to my precious show?
I blame Crudy, Jake.
Dominic's more the naked one.
Yes, oh, I am the naked one.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's a really bad visual.
or a great visual, Jake. Depends on your mood.
But, you know, like the poor Matt McNeil. I mean, oh, man. He gets his, like, the you know, like, he can't even fight against the logic of CJ.
Jake, I'm going to cut you short there because you've invoked CJ's name like four times. He might call. You've talked about a couple of other hosts, and well, we appreciate all the fine hosts on the network. You know, mostly it's all about us. So if you're not going to talk about us, man, call those other shows and complain to them. Do they do Friday grievances?
I don't know. It's trademark, so if they do, they're going to pay us.
I hope they pay us. But then you can use it. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, whoa. Yeah, please. No more CJ. Oh, God.
It's like Candyman. Cumulatively, the audience has invoked the man's name like five times.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I call, this is not a grievance. I just have a question. I really appreciate the new civic media. It's fantastic. I know you guys worked really hard on it, and we need it so badly. And I really appreciate the fact that you're covering all these debates and so forth and having candidates on. This is just wonderful. But I've got just a side issue that's not important at all. You're obviously going to hear, well, I want to listen to Barack Obama tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing him before he was president and then after he was president. And he never seemed to speak as well as president because he was so cautious and he would talk so slowly and be sure that everything he said was perfect, you know. And then when he got out of office, it seems like he's limbered up. So I'm just curious tomorrow to see, you know, since this is a pretty strong fight here, and I just want to see if we're going to get like a fighting Barack Obama, you know.
I hope so. Really, don't you, Catherine? Don't mm-hmm. you want to see a fired up
yes,
Barack
do.
Obama?
I do. And you know he's got, I mean, think about how irritated he has got to be. He was on some nighttime talk show, and they said, the host said, what, you know, do you ever think about what would have happened if you did some of the things that Trump did? And he said, oh, you know, he said, Michelle and I talk, we play that game all the time. You know, he must be going nuts with the.
Catherine, thank you for listening to what some call the greatest radio show ever, Hour 2. It's only going to be better. Just wait. The happier happy hour is next. High school. High school.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the
program. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.